Hello there, podcast aficionados. Welcome to the Credo Cast, where I, John Doherty, the founder of Credo, speak with marketing agency owners and consultants, as well as the occasional entrepreneur, of course, to dissect how they got started, what they wish they had done differently in building their business and career, and more. Really quick, what is Credo? Credo, getcredo.com, is a marketplace that connects businesses looking to grow their business with the right digital marketing agency or consultant for them. This is based off of their budget, types of services needed, and more. Finding an agency or consultant is hard, so Credo exists to make that easier. I saw my friends who own small businesses themselves hiring bad agencies or consultants and then having to spend even more money to fix those problems. So I started Credo. Every agency or consultant on the platform is vetted to the highest quality, so you can be sure that you're getting the best in the industry. So if you're a business looking to hire an agency or a consultant, or if you're an agency or consultant looking to get more clients, visit getcredo.com today to get started. I should also mention one of my favorite tools that I use to run my business as a solo entrepreneur. It's called Bench, bench.co. They take care of my bookkeeping for me. It's not often that someone raves about bookkeeping, but I actually look forward to my quarterly catch-ups with my bookkeeper. Bench is doing it right, and they make my life as a solo entrepreneur easier. So if you go to getcredo.com/bench, that's getcredo.com/bench, and sign up from there, you'll get your first month free. All right, on to the show. Hello once again, everyone. Welcome back to the Credo Cast, which is the weekly podcast from getcredo.com, where I, John Doherty, the founder of getcredo.com, talk with entrepreneurs, agency owners, those sorts of people to find out more about their entrepreneurial journey, their current business, how they think about business growth, all of those good things. So really try to get deep in with it. Today I have with me Matt Bowman, who is from Thrive Agency. He's based down in Arlington, Texas. Thrive is a Credo agency. They've been using Credo for a number of months now to build their business. They're a great operation down there in Texas. And so Matt, welcome to the show. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit more about Thrive and tell us the beginnings of your entrepreneurial journey. How did you know it was time to work for yourself? How Thrive get started?
Hey, John. Thank you for letting me be on. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be here. As you said, my name is Matt Bowman. I'm the owner of Thrive. And what I would say is in terms of what got me started in this, I'm a fourth generation business owner, and so it's something that I've just grown up around. I guess it's normal. I grew up with my great grandfather, my grandfather, my mother, and now me owning businesses. So, but the details of that are when I got out of school, and like most college students, couldn't figure out what I wanted to do when I grow up. Exactly, I had an opportunity to build a website for a nonprofit organization and didn't know how to do that at the time, but I told him I'd figure it out. And so enlisted the help of a friend of mine, and he had the vision to say, you know what, instead of me doing this for you, I'm gonna teach you how to do it. And so he did. We built my first website in Microsoft FrontPage, and just really was a terrible website, looking back on it now. But I fell in love with it, fell in love with the power of the internet to connect people, the power it had to give credibility to this nonprofit organization that was just starting up. And they also were able to pay me a little bit of money. And so I was, amazed that I could do this thing that was really fun and also make some money doing it. So I ended up getting another project and then another, and then about three or four projects in, I decided to give this thing a shot, see if I could turn it into a business. And so that's how it all started.
Very cool. So let's talk there for a second about, I don't think I've talked to anyone else on this podcast that is a multi-generational entrepreneur. A lot of times you definitely hear about that, but then also a lot of people that are like, I don't want to, be working, 20 hours a day, like my parents were as entrepreneurs, as struggling small business owners, and they made it work. But I mean, you know the story. So tell me what it was about. I assume that you're, seeing your grandparents and your mother and all that, like owning their own businesses, really influenced you a lot. So what was it about that that made you want to be an entrepreneur? And why do you think it didn't scare you away?
Yeah, I would say there's sort of a spirit that I grew up around, and there was just sort of this concept of seeing opportunities and taking action when the opportunities come that I just saw my family do. And so that's what I mean in terms of it being normal. I definitely did see situations where, you know, businesses struggled, relationships were sometimes on the rocks. So I saw some of the negative sides of those things, working long hours, a lot of that. I would say my parents just encouraged me to be entrepreneurial. Grew up. I went to a summer camp growing up, and I would figure out what they sold in the store, and then I would bring supplies to the camp that were like cheaper versions of what they had inside the store, and I'd sell them, you know, at half price outside on the porch of the store. So that was the type of thing, just seeing an opportunity and taking action and finding ways that I could provide a better or, you know, service at a lower cost to an audience. Customer base. So, I would say my parents growing up just encouraged that in me. They definitely didn't, you know, require me to do that. And they were, like many parents, I guess, just hoping to see what was going to happen after college with their kid. And so they definitely supported the idea of starting my own business and actually helped me get some of my first customers kind of in their network. Of people, and so I definitely owe a lot to them.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the true entrepreneurial hustle spirit right there, selling the camp store goods on the porch of the camp store for half price. That's awesome. I love that. So let's go back to your first client. Was that building a website for that nonprofit? And so how did you take that, just having like one client, you know, you're just getting started in web development, you know, terrible website. All of our first websites were terrible. Mine was like neon green background, and it was awful.
Mine was too. That's awesome. Neon green.
Perfect. Love it. So how did you take that and, you know, then leverage that into getting another client and then a few more? And then at what point did you say, okay, like, I want to give this a real go, and basically decide to, you know, form a business and do it officially?
Yeah. So The first project turned into another project with actually the same organization. And then
did you ask for a referral? Or were they like, hey, you did such a good job here, like this other part of the business needs it as well?
It was the second one. It was kind of like, hey, thanks for doing this one. Now we need this other one, this other site for this other part of the organization. So that one was a natural fit. and then after that, it was, just talking to my own network, talking to the people that I knew, if anybody needs this, I'm kind of, you know, trying this out. And so I would say I got two or three more projects kind of under my belt and sort of learned some of the ups and downs of doing client work and figuring out how to build websites. And so it was a journey at first, but then quickly, you know, jumped at the opportunity and went down and registered a name and, you know, made it official, and then started really, really trying to go out and find other people. I would say in my case, one of the things I had going for me is I generally, enjoy sales. And so that's something that for me comes natural and I enjoy doing. I would say a lot of entrepreneurs might have their strong suit in other areas. Maybe they're, you know, really in our space, maybe they're a really good developer or a really great designer, but sales is an area for them that they just kind of don't enjoy. And so for those businesses to be successful, the ones that I've seen, they usually have to have somebody early on the team that really focuses on sales. And so for me, that in my business, that was me. And so I was the driving force of that. So over time, over the next couple of years, I was able to bring on, you know, a friend to come work with me as a contractor at first, and then found another guy. And then my wife kicked us out of our house because she was like, this is weird. These guys are showing up at our house, you know, working out of the house. Yep. So we went and got a real office. And so it was really kind of a bootstrapped thing. And then the office space that we got, we actually bartered with a client for, so they gave us free office space in exchange for web work. And so we just kind of, it was just kind of a consistent thread of finding the opportunities and grabbing them when they come. I would say that that would be the theme.
Cool. That's awesome. So at what point did you decide to take it from being, you know, an army of one, right? You know, doing sales, building websites, et cetera, and decide that you wanted to grow it. And so along with that question, where, how many people does Thrive have now? How many clients do you have? You know, and what's been the biggest catalyst for Thrive's growth at this point?
Yeah, I would say the first part of your question, in the early days, I didn't really have a specific vision of what I wanted it to be. My real vision was I want to pay for my mortgage.
Yep. It's pretty common.
That was the length of my vision at that point. My wife was a full-time student. I was the sole income of our family. And so it was really kind of scraping by and eating peanut butter and jelly a lot of times. But the first person that joined the team was just a friend of a friend. I had a guy say, hey, you need to meet this guy. He's into the same things you're into. Maybe you guys would like each other and be able to work together. And so we went out to lunch, and sure enough, he was looking for, you know, to do web development and web design. And so we worked on a project together, and it went really well. And then we kept doing that a little bit more. And he's actually still an employee at Thrive. So we've been together for a long time. So that's just kind of how the first one got started. It wasn't a big plan of, hey, I need to go out and get some help. Again, it was just an opportunity that came and felt good about it, felt good about him and, you know, us being a team. And so that's how that got started. I would say the real growth happened when we were at about two or three, four people and realized that building websites wasn't enough. What we really were passionate about was helping businesses grow through the power of the internet. And so web design is one piece of that, but really we wanted to build a great website and then figure out how to attract people to that website. And so SEO really became a core part of what we focused on. And that's when we really started doing more of the real company stuff, where we put out job ads, interviewed for, you know, SEO director position, and found a really great person named Brent, who came on and really helped us establish an SEO department at Thrive. And since then, we've been growing like crazy. That's been a real key decision. So fast forwarding to today, it's weird, John. We're at the size now where I'm losing count. We've got 30 to 31 people.
Wow, that's awesome.
Right now, and I'm interviewing three tomorrow. So I call it hold on to your butts speed.
Yep.
This is what I've been telling the team. We're really trying to grow rapidly this year. We've got some big plans for this year, and so we're getting big. It's really neat for me. As I said, starting out, it was just about me and my wife and paying my mortgage, and now it's so much bigger than that. There's all these families impacted, and the last time I counted, I think we had like 84 people, if you count spouses and kids, represented in our Thrive family. And I had a guy this morning, one of my employees, chat me and say, hey, we decided we're going to build a new house, and we're having a baby. And so it's just really cool to celebrate those things. It's not something I went into when I started my business thinking, hey, I really want to have employees because I would love that. most people think that's, you know, more people, more problems. But I've had those things, but I feel like we've built a really good team of really great people that enjoy working together and enjoy creating results for our clients. And so it's going really well.
That's awesome, man. Congrats on that. That's huge. Sounds like you really, as one of my favorite books, the E-Myth Revisited, says, you know, it sounds like you've made the move from being like, you know, a tactician to a strategist. And now you're like, you're really an entrepreneur making a difference in the lives of people. So congrats on that, man. That's super cool.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
And so looking back now over the years that you've been, you know, working for yourself, which has been, you know, a while now, what are two of the lessons that you've learned that if you could go back, you would do things differently?
Wow. That's a really great question. A couple of the things I would say early on, I was really, really nervous about losing a client. And I think I let some of my clients abuse me. One story that comes to mind is there was a situation where a friend of the family had passed away, and I was asked to speak at the funeral. And I was preparing, you know, that morning to do that. And a client called me with an urgent situation, and they said, "We really need this done." And I said, "I'm going to take care of this for you, but it's going to have to wait till after this funeral that I'm about to speak at." It. They basically told me that, "No, we need this done now, or we're going to fire you."
Wow.
And so I was put in a position where I had to make a decision. And it was a tough decision. I really struggled with it. My wife didn't. My wife said, "Get rid of those people."
right.
But at the time they were my largest client. And so it was a tough decision, but I let them go. It was hard, kind of pulled out of my cold, dead hands. I let them go. And then, but I'm so glad I did. What I learned in that is that there are a lot of people out there that will appreciate you, will appreciate your talents and your skills, and will be professional and great clients to work with. And so the ones that aren't, it's really kind of like, don't waste your time with those. Don't let those people bring you down. So that would be something, if I could go back, I would, I would tell myself that early on. The other thing I would say is early on when I would bring people into the team, I think there's two things that you're looking for. When you're hiring for a business, you're looking for either a skill set match or a culture match, kind of culture and attitude. And I would say most companies hire primarily for skill set and then sort of have a checkbox that, yeah, culture should be fine.
Yep.
I've learned that it is easier to train someone how to do a job. I mean, if you think about maybe some more simple jobs, you can train someone how to run a cash register. You can train someone how to wait tables. It's difficult to expect someone to change who they are and their personality and their strengths and weaknesses to match your culture. And so I'm a big believer now, and the way we do our hiring process now is we do group interviews where we'll interview four or five candidates at one time on video. So we put them all in the same hour together. And it kind of puts them in a little bit of an uncomfortable situation, but it lets us see how they handle that. And so that's one of our culture tests. And then going into the interview, I don't look at their resume. I don't know anything about them other than their name and the city that they live in. And so I have no preconceived notions of who I'm going to like because they have a great resume. So we really have flip-flopped our hiring process where we first test for culture fit, and then we look at their resume and make sure that they have a resume that will match our needs.
Got it. That's awesome. I couldn't agree more. You know, hire good people. And good people are smart people as well, right? You hire, you know, smart, honest people, hardworking, and you can teach them to do anything, right? They're hungry, they're curious, and you end up building a much better business. I've seen that with companies I've been involved with. So that's super cool. Well, Matt, let's start wrapping this thing up. So the last question I have for you is, you've been working for yourself for quite a while now. You have 31 people, you know, soon to be a lot more potentially at Thrive, you know, over the course of this year. So right now, what would it take to get you to go back to work for someone?
Well, I would say I do work for someone. I work for my my three kids. I work for my employees. I work for my clients. It's funny when I go out to lunch with my employees every Wednesday, we do a team lunch, And we always try to, we crack jokes with the waiter at wherever we're eating that our boss is such a jerk and he, you know, never lets us do anything. And it's always fun to do that. But I would say, you know, I'm answering your question in maybe a way you didn't want me to answer, but I would say right now I do work for a lot of people. In terms of stopping what I'm doing now and doing something else, it would be really hard. It'd be really hard to pull me away. I really love what I do. I love the team that we're building. I love the results that we're generating for our clients and the businesses that are growing as a result of our work and the leads, you know, that we're generating. And so it's just fun. Every day I come to work and I just have fun. And so it'd be really, really hard to, you know, entice me with something else at this point.
Awesome. Well, that's a great answer, man. I love to hear that. Sounds like you have the right perspective on running, growing a business. And so congrats on all the growth with Thrive, man. And, you know, to your future success, I have no doubt that, you know, everyone listening to this and we'll be hearing a lot from you in the coming years as you continue to build your empire over there.
Well, thank you, John. And I want to say the same to you and everyone listening. I wish you all the best in your business and at Credo. And thank you for building this site. That's a resource for so many people.
Of course, man. It's been my pleasure. It's been a real labor of love, and I'm glad to do it.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
You too. Thanks, John.